And we're happy to have Jason Rice, who is the president of the John Bear Grease Dog Sled Race, and he joins us from Duluth. Jason, welcome to KFGO again.
Hey, thank you for being a part of all the activity all this week. It's been fun.
I've got to tell you, I can keep track of how many people are viewing the podcasts, which we have at KFGO.com of these conversations, and then I've been putting it on Facebook, and we've been tweeting them, and it's getting some real positive results. I think people are living vicariously through you, and thank goodness, because I wouldn't want to do it. So tell us the status of the John Bear Grease dog sled race.
The John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Oh. You always pause. Yeah, that seems to jog your brain for a second.
Yeah, I do.
He's not from here.
That's okay. You know what? As we say with all of us northern communities, the saying goes, you're a stranger here but once, right?
Right. Somebody told me when I first moved here, and that was in 1989, Somer Jordheim, God love him, he told me, he says, Jack, he says, when you come to Fargo, you're only a stranger for a minute, but you're a newcomer forever. and they
exactly.
Remember. Yeah. Well,
exactly.
And I don't mind.
It's good to always, you know what? I'm still the new guy. It's good to be the new guy. This year, I would say that what we have is a wonderful building year, even though you might look at the race and say, for those who have followed this perhaps in the past, you don't have as many mushers as you had in the past this year. No, that's true, we don't. But then again, the race had been canceled in early October. We rebounded from that. Some people might say, oh, the weather was cold. People were not able to really follow along with the race. Well, we've proven that to the contrary. Sunday, 29,000 plus visits to the Bear Grease website. Monday, which usually you would think day number two would slow down, Monday, 44,000 visits to the BearGrease.com website. And I don't have the numbers for yesterday yet, but I am told that they were about even with Monday. So what that tells me is, hey, a little cold weather doesn't stop people from imagining what it's like to be someone who actually is hardy and can handle being out in minus 24 type of weather and actually doing an athletic activity. So I think we've given somebody, we've given the viewers and fans and listeners a reason to express their imaginations of what winter could be. If only I were a little braver.
Boy, and I love to hear that. Indeed, that's Jack London-ish. You know, as far as the condition of the dogs and the mushers overnight,
they're doing well. Actually, it was a couple of degrees warmer last night than in the few previous nights. So this was probably a nice bit of a respite, although still being, you know, significantly below zero, still in the teens below zero. But still, they could feel that difference, though. And in the section of trail that they're running, there's much more tree cover. They're in that what you would imagine as the romanticized view of the Great North Woods. They're in that Great North Woods, where they're nestled among the pines and the birches as they make their way through the trail in the middle of the night. And they're actually protected a bit from the wind. So it was a little bit more kind on the mushers last night. Frankly, the mushers have had a more difficult time with this than the dogs have. The dogs have been in great health. The dogs are eating well. We didn't really have any big instances of the dogs passing around a cold or a flu bug like sometimes happens at dog sled races. It's been a very healthy year for the dogs.
We are talking with Jason Rice, president of John Bear Grease Sled Dog Races in Duluth. The question I would have, having seen some documentary, I believe, on such races, is that the mushers have to take great caution to make sure that the different dog teams aren't too near one another, because they are very competitive and territorial. And is that the case, or are they all just a bunch of lovable little puppies out there?
Well, they are indeed lovable, but you don't know, just like with people. You walk into a new room of folks that you've never met before. You don't know how you'll interact with them. You hope that it's well and that it's positive and everybody is cordial, and you hope the same thing with a group of sled dogs. But you don't know how everyone will get along, truthfully. You don't know if there is chemistry, and sometimes during sled dog races, it may happen to be the heat season, and so you want to be very cautious about having other dogs too close to, in association with your dogs, and you don't want a couple of sled dogs that are jacked up on adrenaline running this race. You don't want them having a little argument to play out either. So I'm not going to say that we put up big barricades in between them. That's not the case. But we do try, and the mushers especially and handlers try to keep their dogs separate from other people.
I've been following on BearGrease.com and doing the race tracking, the GPS thing. It's pretty exciting. It looks to me, though I don't really know the entire scale, and we only have a moment or so left here, Jason, but it looks like we have racers closing in on the finish line.
Well, we should be seeing Nathan Schroeder. It appears as though Nathan is poised to defend his championship from last year. So we have not had anyone do that in a number of years. I'd have to look back for sure, but I believe you'd have to look back about 15 years since you saw someone defend their championship. So,
and when do you suppose Nathan might cross the finish line?
Well, we were anticipating somewhere around 12:30 to 1 o'clock, and I am in my vehicle just about to approach the finish line here at Billy's Bar and Supper Club on Jean Duluth Road, and we'll find out exactly where everybody says he's at, but I believe that he's probably still a little over an hour away.
Sandy, do you mind if we have Jason back again tomorrow to get the wrap-up on this?
Be great.
Yeah, you've been a great spokesperson for your fine race. I'm glad it's happening, and how exciting! And I think your description of it as being a good rebuilding year is right. Heck, like they say about the NDSU Bison, you're not rebuilding, you're reloading, man.
That's right.
Thank you, Jason.
Well, we appreciate you following along. Call us back. I'll grab it.
All right, we'll do it tomorrow. Thank you, buddy.